The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of distracted.
All right. Why?
I just want to make sure there are no balloons in the sky.
Oh. It's, I don't know. Could you see it in this light?
Right. Well, you know, it's big. It's white. It's, you know.
Three buses wide.
It's three buses wide.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
As the balloon was floating over South Carolina, reportedly some residents thought that they could shoot it down.
Come on.
It was 60,000 feet in the air. All right. Not only could a rifle not hit it, but the police had to send out a tweet asking people to stop.
Bullets come down.
All right. Yeah, they come back down. All right. And then, of course, the police had to hold a press conference.
All right, listen up. As chief of police, which, by the way, is not a racist term, I would just like to remind all citizens not to shoot at Chinese spy balloons or any other balloons for that matter, because someone shot down a giant red balloon yesterday that was actually flying over a car dealership. Another person shot down a drifting Mylar birthday balloon with a picture of SpongeBob on it. There's no reason for that. And also, we had a drunk guy shooting at yesterday's full moon. Please, cut it out, peoples. And another reminder, not to shoot zombies here in town. Those are just tweakers. That's all. Let's roll.
It's a Chinese spy balloon looking in my living room. Better pull the curtains tight. Another Chinese spy balloon goes by.
John DiBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3.
Are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
The word hot became a synonym for popular or in demand in about 1909.
Really?
All right, yeah. And in the 1920s, it started to extend to a sexual desirability. Right, so there you got that. Right. What do you got?
Well, the Carpenters hit We've Only Just Begun started out as a jingle for a bank commercial.
Wow.
The writer, Paul Williams, decided to expand it to a complete song, and the Carpenters liked it and recorded it.
Okay, and got one hell of a hit out of it. All right,
yep.
What do you got, Steve?
Albert Einstein was so sure he was going to win a Nobel Prize that he included the prize money in a divorce settlement 3 years before he won it.
Wow. Yep. That's some positive thinking.
Smart guy.
All right, and lastly this morning, the most used seven-letter word in the English language is between. The most used eight-letter word is children. The most used nine-letter word is different.
All right.
And the most used 10-letter word is government.
Okay.
And then if you need a four-letter word to go along with government, you already know what that is.
Random
facts. The John DiBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
The Jay Giles Band's Freeze Frame album hit number one on this date in 1981. And Peter Wolf once told us a story about how him and Seth Justman, who's the keyboard player, came about with all of the lyrics to this song. The
title Freeze Frame came up, and it just said, wow, let's sit around and think of some photographic images that had to do with a freeze frame moment, sort of like love at first sight. Man, when I saw that gal, it was like everything froze. It was this freeze frame, this decisive moment when you knew it was going to be the real deal. And so we're just trying to think of, let's see, you know, shutter, zoom lens, negative, flashback, and anything that had to do with photographing, you know, and we just started making this long, long list. It just sort of slowly came together, and I still got the list.
Freeze frame!
John DiBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
So yesterday, Sin, I'm on my way to your state. I had to go to Rockler in Moorestown. And I'm talking to my friend Adam, who works at Harvest.
All right.
He works for McGrogan, works for the company. All right. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going over to Jersey. You want to take a ride? He goes, yeah, sure. He says, we can have brunch at Harvest. I said, okay, fine. We grab my friend Howard, and off we go. All right. And we get there, and I'm at Rockler, and the guys at Rockler are really great. Rockler's a woodworking place if you don't know what it is. And one of the guys comes up to me, and he says, look, I got to tell you a story. And I said, what's that? And he says, well, he said, It has to do with a song you used to play. You used to play it all the time, and we always had you on in the house. I've been listening to you your whole career. And my mom used to sing the song out loud on her own, but we didn't know she was doing it. She would sing it everywhere, right? And I was like, really? Yes. And he goes, yep. He says, yeah. And one day we had to stop her. He said, Mom, do you have any idea what that song is about? He says, no, it's just a happy little song. I love singing it. I said to the guy, what song are you talking about? And he says it was this.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and do I love you too. I love to hear you all.
Did you see Mom in the supermarket?
Honey, how do you think? How do you think I got your dad? How do you think you got here? Who started it? My God.
All together.
Life can be fine if we're all 69. If we sit in the face of the most of the places to play, till we're blown away.
Okay.
Wow.
Thanks for listening, Mom.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey.
Couple of last-minute men on the phone right now. Joining us this morning are Ray and Dave. Hey, Steve, remember when we had a Ray and Dave working here at the station?
Who was Ray? Oh, Coop. Duh. Duh. I'm thinking Dave on the show. Yeah, I remember Coop. He's long gone.
How soon they forget, folks. How soon they forget.
Love
Coop. Come on in, Ray. Come on in, Dave.
Good morning, John.
Hey, Ray, where are you from?
Wrightstown, New Jersey.
All right. And Dave, what about yourself?
I'm from a little town called Glenmore, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Now, gentlemen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask each of you three questions. You'll have a multiple choice question, a direct question, and a fill-in-the-blank question. The person who does best in those three questions, the one who answers the most correctly, is going to win a dinner for two at Harvest Seasonal Grill. They're everywhere. There's one in North Wales. There's one in Glen Mills. There's a great one in Newtown. All right, and you can find them at harvestseasonal.com online to see everything that they have planned for Valentine's Day. You're going to walk away with candy. You're going to walk away with a Steven Sicker 24-carat gold dip rose and, of course, dinner for two at Harvest Seasonal Grill. All right, so, gentlemen, if you are ready to go, we will start with Ray. You ready, Ray?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Here comes your very first question. What do you got there, Steve?
All right, Ray, what was the theme? This is multiple choice. What was the theme song from the movie Ghost starring Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore? Was it A, It's a Wonderful Life, B, Unforgettable, or C, Unchained Melody?
B.
B, Unforgettable. I have to tell you, sir, that is incorrect. Here comes your next question.
According to the old wives' tale, how many times should a girl brush her hair each day so it's healthy and shiny?
100.
That is correct.
That All is right. a solid guess.
All right.
All right. Fill in the blank section here. What does DKNY stand for? 3 seconds. Two. One.
All right. Well, Ray's got one. We now move on to Dave. Dave, here comes your multiple choice question. Get two of these right, and you're done, and you've got it all.
All right, Dave. What do you use to thicken sauces? Is it A, cornstarch, B, self-raising flour, or C, plain flour?
C, plain flour.
C, plain flour is incorrect. Here comes your next question, your direct question.
In knitting terms, what do the instructions P1K1 mean?
Purl one, knit one.
That is correct. That is one for you.
Get flabbergasted that he got that.
Get this next one right, and you've got yourself all three of those gifts.
What does OBGYN stand for?
Obstetrics gynecology.
We will tell you that
you're a winner.
Makes you a winner, my man. You've got dinner, you've got candy, you've got a gold dip rose. You got it all from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. And speaking of roses.
Thanks, Ray.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
In the herd.
I've got to tell you, the final story this morning is an all-time winner. All-time winner. What do you got?
All right, one person won't be winning any Criminal Masterminds of the Year awards because Gage Evan Eaglehouse of Loyalhanna, Pennsylvania, early on Tuesday morning, police responded to a report of a burglary which someone was allegedly trying to steal copper wiring from a building.
Okay.
When cops arrived, their job was easy because they followed his footprints in the snow, which led directly to Eaglehouse, who's been hit with multiple charges.
In the herd.
All right. Now, look, we tell you this all the time. The thing about the World Wide Web is the whole world can see it. And if you don't want anybody to see what you're doing on the web, whatever it is you're doing, don't do it in China. Okay? This is like Jaws in reverse. A TikToker in China got a huge fine after filming herself cooking and eating a great white shark. She goes by the name of Tizzy online, and the shark was 6 feet long, and authorities in China have been investigating it ever since she posted it last summer. Well, this took a lot of work. Yeah. Right? It shows her buying the shark illegally and cooking it over a big fire. Then she picks up a huge chunk and takes a bite out of it. Now, great white sharks are considered vulnerable species and are protected in China. Obviously, they've done better than the whales.
Yep.
Right? So after the video went viral, they confiscated her leftovers, tested the tissue samples, and confirmed that it was, in fact, a great white.
Oh my God.
She was charged with violating China's wild animal protection law and was fined $18,500. The people who sold the shark are also facing charges. And if you're curious, the meat was very tender.
In the herd.
Next.
All right, Rochester, New York. Guy got home on Monday to find his upstairs neighbor wearing his clothes and eating his food with a fire raging in the background.
Okay.
So the neighbor was in this guy's apartment.
All righty.
The neighbor got in by kicking the door down.
All right.
Made himself right at home, and it sounds like the fire was in the living room.
Wait, it wasn't in a fireplace?
No, it was like smack in the middle of the living room.
Just started a fire in the house.
Yeah. Police say it was intentional, so it wasn't started when he was cooking. And luckily, the whole building didn't go up, but the fire did burn a hole through the ceiling before firefighters showed up to put it out. The guy whose apartment it was and another person had to hold the neighbor down until first responders got there. He's facing charges for arson, burglary, and criminal mischief.
Oh my God.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, speaking of fire, all right, it's dumb to smoke a cigarette while getting gas. It's even dumber to smoke a cigarette while stealing gas. And it's truly next level to smoke while stealing gas for a stolen car.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Okay. A 30-year-old man in Tacoma, Washington, was arrested last Thursday for first-degree arson, second-degree arson, and possession of a stolen vehicle. Earlier this month, he was allegedly trying to steal gas by siphoning it from another vehicle at a house while smoking a cigarette. The gas ignited, causing a huge fire and explosion. The victim's car was totaled, and the siding on their house was melted off. Right, the guy apparently wasn't hurt and was able to get away. He was driving a stolen truck at the time, and it ran out of gas, so he decided to steal gas from another car. He got away in yet another car because he had a female accomplice.
Right.
The police had an image of the guy from a surveillance camera, and with the help of the public, they closed in on him. He was arrested for a stolen vehicle, a different one than the one that he ran out of gas with.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Show.
Newsflash, we're screwed.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.